So does God suffer? Again, I would say that this question can be answered at different levels. God exists eternally in His kingdom. And there He delights in the reciprocation of love with His devotees. So there, that world is untouched by any kind of suffering. It's all pure eternal ecstasy over there. And in that sense, God is forever free from suffering. But at the same time, God loves everyone. Not just those who are devoted to Him in His abode, but even those who are in this world. And because of His affection and concern for all the souls who are here in this world, who are at various degrees of distress in disconnection from Him. So because of that, He is concerned. And He's not only concerned, He is distressed. So His distress is not because it was of He personally experiences distress, in the sense that He doesn't have any trouble, nobody can cause Him suffering. But seeing those who love Him in distress, He feels distress. And that is why, out of His concern, that He descends to the world, or He sends His representatives time and time again to this world. So God is not like an unconcerned person. So God is not distressed in the sense that suffering cannot overwhelm Him. He is beyond all suffering. But seeing the distress of this world also distresses Him. And some people think that, you know, why does God, if God is good, why is there distress in this world? So God is not the cause of the world's distress. He is the cure for the world's distress. The distress in this world is caused by the wrong actions that are done by different people at different times. And God is the healer of that distress. By inviting us to live harmoniously with Him, He helps us come out of distress. So you could say His distress is out of concern for others. And now when He descends to this world, at that time, He is also targeted. When He is targeted, He at one level remains transcendental. He is not affected by distress. But at another level, to the extent He is engaged in action in the world, to that extent, He is involved, He is concerned. And because of His concern, a normal human, normal emotion in this world, there is a joy, there is distress. There is anxiety, there is excitement. So when God descends to this world, He in His own transcendental way exhibits all these emotions. So He is not a stone-like person, nor is He like a ever-smiling statue. He is a living, loving person. And as a living, loving person, in the reciprocation of love, out of concern for those whom He loves, whatever is the gamut of emotions that a loving relationship will bring, He goes through that. Does that answer your question?
Appreciate it.